And we're back. This is Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel. It is Saturday, June 18th. Thank you so much for joining me for our program this morning. I'm here in the studios of WAUK Waukesha, WAUK Radio, right downtown Waukesha along beautiful Wisconsin Avenue this morning. I'm here with Connor, who's my producer. We're taking your calls as well during the course of this first hour and then also the second hour. Our syllabus today, as I indicated, is discussion more of the United States Supreme Court today. Additional cases they're going to be rendering probably this week and next week. And then our second hour chatting about January 6th. A good bookend, if you will, to our introduction this morning about what happened 50 years ago this weekend. This week, these days, the beginning of the Watergate scandal and the Watergate matter that toppled the president and changed our history. We'll talk about the extent to which those present events related to the January 6th insurrection and the riot at our Capitol will also change American history. It already plainly has. We're taking your phone calls at 844-967-2789. So let's jump right back into our focus of the past several shows. Again this morning on Supreme Court cases. The United States Supreme Court continues to meet. This is its 2022 term. Its next term is going to be beginning in October. We're going to chat more about that at the end of this half hour or so. We have talked before in our first two shows of this month of June about two major cases that the Supreme Court is likely going to issue. Could be as soon as this coming week, certainly in the following weeks, probably sometime in July, or additional cases coming out from our high court. And you may recall well, those of you who tuned in, that in our first show way back in early June, on June 4th, we talked about this case called Bruin coming out of New York and the possibility that the Supreme Court wrestling with Second Amendment issues, determining whether or not there is a constitutional right and a right under the Constitution of the United States of America to carry, perhaps concealed, perhaps open, on the streets of America, the sidewalks of America, a firearm, extending a case called Heller, decided 14 years ago that established a constitutional right for every American to own and use a weapon in the privacy of her or his own home for the traditional use of self-defense. So that was Heller 14 years ago. The question we're waiting to hear from the Supreme Court on is whether that gets extended beyond the home into the streets and sidewalks, other public places of America. Likely the Supreme Court is going to expand that right, that vision, that view of the Second Amendment, but also indicate that there will be some appropriate limitations on place, secure places, places where we cannot have guns, places where people convene, schools, hospitals, other places of a common congregation, theaters, sporting venues, all sorts of places where it will be appropriately to impose regulations and conditions on the presence, the use of firearms. Well, we're anticipating that Bruin case coming out soon. The second one we talked about in our second show was the one that perhaps the United States generally is focusing a huge amount of time on these days, and that is Dobbs, this case coming out of Mississippi, determining whether or not there is a continuing right under the Supreme Court past rulings in Roe versus Wade, a privacy right for women, and I would offer also men, to make decisions about reproductive rights. Is there a privacy right to an abortion in America? We recall well Roe versus Wade way back in 1973, a decision rendered by Harry Blackmun and majority of the Supreme Court at that time, finding that yes, indeed, privacy rights do give women the right to make that choice. And the question in Dobbs is whether or not the legislature in Mississippi that passed this 15-week prohibition on the abortion access, if that is consistent with Roe versus Wade. I think most people say it is not. And if it's not, is the Supreme Court about to overrule Roe versus Wade and establish some new principles under privacy doctrines, other ways of thinking about abortion as those issues play out? So we're anticipating both of those cases, and we've spent a lot of time chatting about those, and I appreciate your calls, your thoughts, even off air about those. This morning, in our remaining time, in our first hour, we're going to chat about three other cases, three other things on the docket, the syllabus, if you will, also much before the Supreme Court these days, also coming out very, very soon. Let's chat about the first one of those. I'll give you a little sense of what's coming down the road. We're going to talk this morning about immigration and religion and the environment. So no small topics here this morning on Morning Cannolis. Let's talk first about this big environmental case. The name of the case, we're anticipating a decision from the Supreme Court. Write this down. Talk to your friends, your family members about it. It's called West Virginia. West Virginia versus EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. A major case pending before the justices. It could, in fact, redefine the federal government's power to regulate, a main contributor to climate change. At issue fundamentally in this particular case is a dispute over the authority of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, to address air pollutants from power plants. All right, the central question in West Virginia versus EPA is whether that agency's reach beyond the confines of plant size sites to encompass broader aspects of U.S. energy policy, whether that's appropriate. What is the extent of the agency's capacity, the executive branch's ability to issue rules under its established practices, especially when it comes to the area of greenhouse gases? And many of you may remember that President Obama issued something called the Clean Power Plan during the course of his tenure as our president, and it did in fact set goals for states to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from those power plants. There were a number of state challenges. You may also recall this much in the news a number of years ago, and ultimately the United States Supreme Court did temporarily, for a time, block the rule of the EPA that establishes these limitations and these goals for greenhouse gas emissions. President Trump, when he became the president, repealed that plan, and his position of his administration was that it exceeded the authority of the agency, this rulemaking authority, this administrative authority, to act in this area of environmental action and behavior and conduct. And so the President Trump and his administration supported and advanced a more lenient rule, kind of relaxing the things that President Obama had put in place. That executive decision was also challenged. And on the other side of the break, I'm going to talk with you about where that case stands right now and exactly what the Supreme Court's going to be telling us in the area of environment very, very soon. Come back, talk with us more about an environmental case, West Virginia versus an EPA, right here this morning on Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel.
Wherever people